Birth of a Great New Era, Part A. The School Beach Podcast, we will discuss the birth of a great new era, beginning of a whole new transformative lifestyle, a world full of hope, a world that no one had ever fathomed, has been unfolding right in front of our eyes for all to see. We will outline the monumental and historical epoch-making changes that have been happening all over the world to set in motion 80 years ago that is earth-shattering, causing havoc and creating upheaval, but is very, very positive, transformative and great for all mankind. We have a fivefold phenomena that has been happening the world over in rapid succession in such a short period of time. They are, first, freedom and independence for colonies after World War II. Numerous countries around the world got freedom from occupation and gained independence after World War II for the first time ever in their existence. The colonialists got into one world war after another between themselves, ending up cannibalizing each other, destroying their economies and their military strength, and as a result, they did not have the will, the temerity, the power, the strength, nor the means to put down any rebellion in their colonies and keep occupying them. Thus, they were finally forced to give up grudgingly or were pushed out. As a result, the former colonies became liberated from the yoke of bondage and gained freedom from occupation and tyranny, while the colonialists lost access to cheap labor and cheap raw materials. All men and women are created equal. No one likes to be a slave or a second-class citizen. Even wild animals don't like to be abused and mistreated. Great Britain, at one time or another, occupied around 192 out of the 245 or so countries and territories that exist today. They used to say that sun never sets on the British Empire because they occupied countries at every time zone on earth. And look at now, sun hardly peaks on the British Empire. Second thing that happened was those liberated countries, which had never experienced freedom or democracy before, had to govern themselves. And while it was a whole new experience and a very unsettling time for those liberated colonies in the beginning, some became thriving democracies or have been in the process of becoming so. But governments other than democratic forms run by dictators, despots, kings, revolutionaries, communists, military dictators, you name it, sprang up and took over in many countries. But those non-democratic governments remain quite unstable and will eventually be overthrown. As we have seen in the past few decades alone, people in several of those non-democratic countries have overthrown the despots and started on a path to democratic rule. Several South American, European, and African countries are examples of that. During this period of transition, visionary leaders in the United States and abroad encouraged scientists and engineers to work on new sources of energy, space research, computers, and so on, which led to numerous discoveries and inventions. What we see and enjoy today are the applications and byproducts of that work. However, most funding for such work stopped or was directed towards weapons with the short-sighted, power-hungry political leaders we had starting in the 1980s, except for President George H.W. Bush. As a result of that vision, three great things happened in rapid succession. First, new sources of energy such as nuclear and solar, satellites in space for communication and navigation, rockets and trip to the moon, mainframe computers, and miniaturization of electronic products, transistors, semiconductors, and so on came into use, and were soon followed by personal computers and laptops for use in everyday life, speeding up processes in several sectors of the economy. Second, the creation of World Wide Web and the Internet, along with the promulgation of information technology, brought the whole world closer. Instant availability of news and information, as if everything everywhere is close by, within easy reach and easily accessible. It made a transformative and earth-shattering impact on our daily lives and in all sectors of the economy, and set the whole world ablaze on a fiery revolution of hope and rebirth, and will continue to do so for a long, long time. It was soon followed by the third, widespread use of mobile phones and social media such as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, etc., creating an unimaginable and positive impact on our daily lives. All these five things came one after the other, in rapid succession, at full force, at unstoppable speed, and spread lightning fast the world over. This is a billion times more powerful than the Industrial Revolution, which affected only very few people in just a few Western countries, just a fraction of the world population. What is happening now is affecting people all over the world, and it keeps bringing new products and solutions to the markets everywhere. It will be further magnified by the upcoming AI or artificial intelligence. It affects everyone, all the 8 billion people on earth. No country or society anywhere on earth has prepared for the cumulative effect of all these. So it is very unsettling for many, as their lives are being turned upside down and is making them restless. It is creating a reset in every facet of everyone's life. Many have to find new ways to make ends meet, and they are afraid going to have a bleak future. But others are receiving higher income as their work has become more productive and can do remote work, and also getting more time for leisure. As a result, quite many people feel liberated. They can think and communicate info instantly, put forth their thoughts and ideas, gain knowledge, interact with others from around the world instantly, without any hindrance in many cases. Have freedom to start new ventures, businesses, launch shows, music, e-commerce, trade, etc. They can do it with ease, gain education and knowledge, all with the click of a button, 24/7, 365, practically from anywhere in the world, employing much less manpower and space, all at reduced footprint. Those who are enterprising thrive, a true capitalism in effect taking over. This is resulting in increased productivity, more time for leisure, need for less space to operate and conduct businesses, opportunities for remote work, cost savings, direct-to-consumer channels cutting out the middleman in many businesses, and is affecting every facet of life and society. As more and more existing businesses realize that they can operate successfully using reduced footprint, it will lead to more and more commercial office vacancies. The ongoing commercial office sector disaster is a direct result of this and nothing else, and is a worldwide phenomenon. This is part A, the Cool Beach podcast on the birth of a great new era. In the following part B, let us look at several of the salient effects of this on all of mankind.